Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Hello, New Hampshire. I'm Rick Santorum. I served 12 years representing...
Hi, my name is Michelle Bachmann. I'm a former federal tax...
I'm Newt Gingrich, former Speaker of the House.
I'm Mitt Romney, and it's an honor to be back at St. Louis.
I am Congressman Ron Paul. I've been elected to the Congress 12 times.
Good evening. I'm Tim Pawlenty. I'm a husband. My wife, Mary, and I have been married for 22 years.
Hello, I'm Herman Cain. I am not a politician.
Seven Republicans sharing 2 hours in the national spotlight last night in the first 2012 GOP presidential debate in New Hampshire. You heard the seven introduce themselves, so now to discuss the debate, we introduce WBUR's political analyst, Democrat Dan Payne. Good morning, Dan.
Morning, Bob.
And Republican Todd Domke. Good morning to you, Todd.
Good morning.
Both here in the studio this morning to talk about last night's debate. One of the seven last night, former Senator Rick Santorum, called it a great field of candidates. You agree with that? And how do you rate their debate debut in New Hampshire last night, Todd?
Well, fortunately, the Republican Party will not be running a field of candidates against President Obama. So whether you think it was a great field or not doesn't really matter. We only need to nominate one great candidate to win. And we have several who fit the bill, including a few who were not in the debate. But I think all the candidates in the debate did well. There were no embarrassments, no gaffes, but sadly, no fireworks. The candidates were typically Republican and being very polite to each other, very respectful. Some party leaders who don't want a divisive primary probably think no news is good news, and that's what happened. But from the point of view of headline writers, it was a two-hour disappointment.
Dan Payne.
Well, I have to admit that I didn't watch the debate last night. Like everybody in Massachusetts and New Hampshire, I was watching the Bruins beat Vancouver. Well, seriously, I did record it and watch it later. There are two things that struck me. First, that the Republican Party is farther to the right than I can ever remember. I mean, the solidity with which this group shifted right was quite amazing. I mean, they would make Barry Goldwater cringe. They're against giving rights to marry to gay people or serve in the military. They're for treating immigrants like criminals. They want to repeal Wall Street reforms, and they want to keep millions of people from getting health care coverage. Secondly, nobody bloodied Mitt Romney. Tim Pawlenty had the best chance, but for reasons known only to him, he ducked.
We'll talk about that a little bit more in just a minute. We certainly heard at least a good chunk of the 2012 GOP campaign script last night, at least as we know it right now, as all seven pummeled President Obama over his handling of the economy. Here is Mitt Romney talking about that.
What this president has done has slowed the economy. He didn't create the recession, but he made it worse and longer. And now we have more chronic long-term employment than this country has ever seen before. 20 million people out of work. This president has failed.
At least at this stage in the campaign, isn't this a good winning strategy, 7-on-1 targeting the president over the economy, Dan?
Well, they run the risk of seeming completely negative and pessimistic about the present and the future. And as we saw during the gubernatorial campaign last time, when Charlie Baker tried this tactic, ran a negative campaign against Deval Patrick all year, it didn't pay off for him because people want a sense of hope and confidence. And at this point, anyway, the Republican field doesn't seem to be willing to do that.
Well, I think the Republicans this time are... not going to just be offering false hope. I think they're trying to offer reality. I mean, they see that things have gotten worse, and all the economic indicators point that out.
All right. In advance of the debate, there'd been great speculation that the candidates would gang up on Mitt Romney, who's been leading in most polls, considered the front runner. Why do you think they avoided that, Todd?
I don't know. I think partly it is the feeling that this is an introductory debate for them, so each of them individually didn't want to make a bad first impression by seeming to be an attack dog. It might have been that each thought someone else would lead the way in starting the criticism of Romney and that they could then join in. Now, these lesser-known candidates can't continue like this. They have to – if there's no debate in a debate – between the candidates, then they will not become better known. They won't inspire their own troops. They won't be able to raise money. and challenge the overdog, Romney.
The candidates discussed health care last night, and as expected, Mitt Romney was at the center of that, but mostly because the moderator, CNN's John King, tried to make it so. Former Minnesota Governor Tim Pawlenty, who generated some buzz ahead of the debate, as Dan pointed out, by criticizing what he called Obamacare, seemed uncomfortable when King asked him last night in the debate to explain that term.
Your rival is standing right there. If it was Obamacare on Fox News Sunday, why is it not Obamacare standing here with the governor right there?
President Obama is the person who I quoted in saying he looked to Massachusetts for designing his program. He's the one who said it's a blueprint and that he merged the two programs. And so using the term Obamacare was a reflection of the president's comments that he designed Obamacare on the Massachusetts health care plan.
Dan Payne, will health care be Romney's Achilles heel for the duration of this campaign? Or do you think that his Republican rivals are going to tire of asking him about it?
Well, the only person who had a worse night than Roberto Longo, the Vancouver goalie who allowed 4 goals in 4 minutes, was Tim Pawlenty. I mean, he was asked to explain his attack. It was a setup. He had just the day before started criticizing Obama, making up a new word, Obamacare. But
it should have been a softball.
Yeah, exactly. He should have expected the question.
And hit it out of the park.
Right. He acted as though it was sprung on him. And, he missed a great opportunity for that one-on-one moment that you want coming out of a mixed field like this. You want to have the isolated moment that people say, this was the searing moment of the debate. It didn't happen.
No, I agree. I mean, he started backing off before the debate. Pawlenty couldn't bring himself to utter the word he had coined, Obamacare. So it did make him seem timid. And so now we're wondering about his weak knees rather than Romney's Achilles heel.
Democrat Dan Payne, Republican Todd Domke, thanks a lot for coming in. We'll talk to you a lot more as this campaign winds on. We're still 6 months away from the New Hampshire primary. A date for the primary has actually not been formally set yet. Todd, thanks.
Good to be with you.
Dan, thanks.
Go Bruins.